Hello, everyone. This is the 45-year-old otaku. And I was just thinking, I'm sitting out here in Price Chopper's parking lot on Nolan. And this week, it's just getting me strange. You know, I'm thinking. Because within 3 days, this channel and everything about it is going to change. Because I will be turning 46 years old. And not only that, this has been or will be a very good week for me. The Chiefs beat the Colts last Saturday. I'm freaking ecstatic about that. And also, this means with the Patriots beating them damn Bolts, excuse my language, we are facing them here. And their record here, the Patriots records here, it's all right. It's nothing to write home about. It's not the best record, but it's either not the best record or they suck here. We got home field advantage all the way through. My boy Patrick Mahomes the second, can't say junior because he's not, is going to end up doing something. And basically, he wins. People are going to want, if the Chiefs win and we go to the Super Bowl, people are going to be looking at him and asking if he can walk on water. Because he's going to be pulling out, because he's going to be one of the biggest miracles that has ever happened to us. But then again, the Royals did make it back-to-back to the World Series in 2014 and 2015. So, I don't know if we should call it a miracle or not. But hey, you know, Chiefs win, we got this. But, excuse me. Yeah. Also, this has got me sitting down. So this is what I think is going to be a good week for me. My birthday is coming up. My birthday's coming up. Thursday, and the Chiefs. I'm gonna say the Chiefs will win the AFC West, the AFC Championship. I'm gonna say the Chiefs retire Tom, and but Tom's not gonna go out fighting. He's not gonna go out not fighting. He's gonna go out swinging. Tom's going out swinging. It's going to be a close game. It's not going to be like a blowout like we did to the Raiders, how we won the West. No. My birthday is coming. Like I said, Chiefs are facing the Patriots in the championship game, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to throw down. I mean, the thing of it is, and I've always said it. It doesn't matter who to me. If we win, it doesn't matter to me who we face. I want to see it. I really want us to get that rematch against the Rams. But, and we brought it to them. We actually brought it to the Rams that time when we played them. But I would not mind facing off against the Saints. So, let's see, what else? But yeah, and I've already said it. I had even told my cashier when I was buying some stuff and I was about to get out, walk out, or check out. I told her, I said, if we win the AFC Championship, I'm going to start bawling like a baby. Now, I'm going to take that statement back. I'm not going to bawl like a baby, but there will be tears coming. Because it had took us dang near 50 years. Almost 50 years. I think we started in 69. Yeah, it'll be 50 years this year. And it would take us 49 freaking years just to get us to the Super Bowl again. I don't know if it was 69 or not that we went. So if any of you know when was the last time, any one of you listening and know when was the last time we played in the Super Bowl, email me, arsaltome@gmail.com. That's arsao.tome@gmail.com. So it's either 50 or 49 years we last went to a Super Bowl. And we did win that one. So we're gonna end up hopefully that. Put the hammer down. So, against the Patriots. We win, I'm gonna be cordial, because I got my best friend, my brother from another mother, Richard Parker, is a huge, that's with 19 U's. of the Patriots. If we beat the Patriots, I'm going to be cordial with them. I'm not gonna be like we beat you, because we did beat them home game, their home opener. We beat them because they were too busy celebrating. Now I hope we don't have that. Curse. We win, but we lose the first game. We win the Super Bowl, but we lose the first game. I'm kind of hoping that we pull the Royals. We win, but we win the Super. We win the AFC. We go to the Super Bowl back to back, and we win two Super Bowls. Kind of hoping on that one. But yeah. Also, I might go see Into the Spider-Verse or not. Don't know. Just have to wait and see. So, everything's been how it is. Sorry for not bringing anything up lately, but I've been too busy and I didn't have anything to talk about right now. And now I got something to talk about. So, my boys are going to the championship. My boys are hosting the championship. And we're just going to sit down. We're going to have some fun. Like LT said, we're going to buckle down. Lawrence Taylor said, we're going to knuckle down. We're going to come in like a pack of wild dogs. And we're going to have some fun. That's all. I want Andy Kool-Aid Man to basically take us to the Super Bowl. Take us to the promised land. Even if we don't get the championship, even if we don't hold up the Vince Lombardi trophy, Let's hold up the Lamar Hunt trophy in victory. In victory. I want to hear fireworks from where I live. I'm like damn near 10 miles away from Arrowhead. 10 to 15 miles away from Arrowhead. I'm guessing. I don't really know. I want to hear fireworks. I want to celebrate. I want to enjoy myself. I want to hear cheers. I want to see people who went to the game going, "Hey, how you doing?" Because they get laryngitis because they yelled and screamed. And basically, we are living up to our moniker, as Arrowhead is living up to its moniker as one of the loudest stadiums. I beg your pardon. The loudest stadium in the NFL. We got the Guinness World Record book to prove it. But, yeah. Because me, it doesn't matter. Right now for me, I may bleed red and gold, but like I said, I'd be happy. I would be happy if we lifted up the Lamar Hunt trophy, the AFC Championship trophy. I would be happy with that. I would also be freaking happy if we lifted up the Vince Lombardi trophy. I want to see Patrick Mahomes putting his greasy fingerprints on that trophy. I want to see, will we be able to go to a Chiefs game or go tour the Arrowhead Stadium? I want to go somewhere. I want to go and see that trophy. That trophy is pretty. So,
you'll be hearing it on 101 The Fox.
I want to hear, yeah. Here we go. You're like, Skid just got through saying we're going to hear the AFC Championship game on the Fox. I want to hear the Super Bowl on the Fox. Okay? That's what I want to hear. So, we got this. I think we got this. Honestly, I think we got this. Also, I was just thinking about this. I was looking at it. And they said, one of the most expensive tickets to go to the championship game is almost $2,300 a ticket. So we gonna go on ahead. Let's go. Come on, Pat. We got this game. I want you to be the AFC MVP of the AFC championship game. I also want you to be the MVP of the AFC of the World Series of the Super Bowl. And Kansas City's classic rock station, we are 101 The Fox. The Super Bowl is the 9th of February. Oh, at the end of that 60 minutes after that game. I would love to hear Michael Buffer in Atlanta on the sidelines going, "Your winners in the new NFL Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs." I want Triple H to come back to KC with a WWE heavyweight championship belt, world heavyweight championship belt, or an ultimate or universal championship belt, sorry. And the nameplates have the arrowheads on the side. It'll be a universal championship belt because it'll be red. And on the sides, it's gonna have the Kansas City Chiefs arrowhead on there. For me, it's intense. So, all my Chiefs heads, members of the Chiefs kingdom, members of the Chiefs kingdom, stand up. Let them hear you on Sunday. It's time to bring our A game. Mahomes, it's time to bring your A game. Kelce, it's time to bring your A game. Hill, it's time to bring your A game. The good news, EPI's men. Read. You beat them once. Well, twice, I guess. Let's beat them again. Let's get revenge for that game, for what happened in Foxborough. Let's get revenge for that.
Americans working in the trades were exposed to environmental hazards without...
I'm the 45, soon to be 46 year old otaku. The risk of developing mesothelioma. Thank you for listening. And go, Chiefs!